This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This podcast is brought to you by Homewood Casino Resort, the player's place.
I'm so confused on what to do!
I have no idea what to do, but I am happy to be back here. Ben and Woods, 97.3, The Fan. It's great. Great to be back in studio. Feels so good, actually. Like, got my chair back. Got my boys. I can see your faces. I can see your cues. It's just beautiful. It's beautiful. It's great. Oh, Paul, you give me the bird.
There's
it's
my
fantastic.
Cues.
Ben just flashed me. It's great to be back. I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Reindel, executive producer of the program. Good morning, Paul.
Hey, how are you? Welcome back.
It's good to be back. Ben Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor. It's good to see your face as well, Benjamin. It's really nice to be back. You know, I've spent, since we got here, I've taken my shots at management here at Odyssey. You know that. I've come in before and dragged them because, I don't know, there's no water. You know, they took the vending machine. I mean, you know, there's a litany of things that I've hammered them for. So I think in order to be fair, you have to give credit where credit is due. I came back this morning. I'm like a kid on Christmas morning. They completely changed. I got a new computer screen. It doesn't have spittle and everything on it. A new keyboard. This is beautiful. It's a beautiful setup. It's bigger. It's thicker. Longer. It's great. Everything is great. It's girthier. It's more wide than it is tall. It's just, I feel like a spoiled brat is what I feel like. I feel like a real radio star. Like I came in and my chair feels different. Everything just feels better. The microphone's been cleaned. This is incredible. What did we do to deserve this?
We just, I don't know. I was told late last week, hey, when you get in on Monday, we're updating all the computers and everything in the studio. Totally forgot about it until we showed up, and then you started freaking out.
This is unbelievable. Like, usually normally in radio...
Like, is it a new monitor? I didn't notice.
Yes, if it's not new, it's cleaned, and they've expanded it somehow, Paulie.
I will have to say that...
I think they just, like, updated Windows.
I think this is how normal businesses work. Like, at Channel 10, we upgrade the computers every 3 or 4 years.
This is unbelievable.
I think that's how a normal business operates.
Look at this mic. This mic is, like, pristine. They did something in here, and I can't quite put my finger on what it is, but normally in the radio business, they go the other way. You get worse mics. Hey, we're going to have to cut these mics. These are really expensive. We can sell these at a garage sale and make our money back.
How do you feel about Windows 98?
Yeah, and we're going to shrink the size of your monitor. And normally, like, that's how radio has gone. But, like, what else can we get out of these guys? While they're in a generous and spendy mood, like, there's some other upgrades we could do in here. I can't even think of what they would be right now. But, like, I was really excited. I was really, really excited to walk in this morning and – obviously, talking about, you know, a series win against the LA Dodgers it's never a bad Monday. When I say I'm confused, it's just because I hated that game yesterday so much, and we'll talk about that certainly. But man, it's been such a nice morning so far. Like, to get back in here and No, I was coming back to work here at the studio. It's just been, you guys know, man, so much travel, so much up in the air. Traveling sucks. It's wonderful when you get to your destination, but the whole journey, man, sucks. Your back hurts, your knees hurt, you're cramped on planes, you're sweaty. There's people hacking and coughing all over you. Look, my rule generally is this. I don't like to take pictures of people and post them on the internet without their knowledge. Fair?
Yeah.
So I used to do it. I would see some clown dressed in full Dodger uniform at Petco. Take a look at this idiot. Post it on Twitter. You know what? It's happened to me before, and I realized that's probably not the best thing. My caveat is I will take a picture of a person in public, and I will send it to the two of you. No problem. And I mean zero problem. I have no problem with you doing it to me, me doing it to you. I don't even feel like I'm invading that person's privacy. You guys saw what I texted you Friday as I got to the airport and went to check in for my flight. There is a dude with three bags, and he is unpacking and repacking every one of them. The line, it's probably like 3:30 p.m. on a Friday. Everyone's getting the hell out of Dodge, and he's up there. I don't know. Maybe I'll put this one here, and I'm just...
Were they overweight, and
yes,
he was trying to get them under the correct weight?
Of course they were. So I'm sitting behind him. I'm rocking, and I'm just like, please, God. And there was, again, if this is happening to you, give me at least the cursory, like, dude, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm so sorry. Sorry. You know, if you're traveling with kids and you got to get all their stuff. Guys, I'm so sorry.
Is anybody mad if he just moves off to the side, figures that out, and then cuts in when the next person finishes up?
Nobody's mad.
Cuts back in.
You go over there. You get your stuff
together. You don't
have
to wait in line again.
So
we get it.
I sent you guys. Yeah, I'm not going to send you to the back of the line. If you got up there and they said, hey, it's too heavy, you're going to have to pay $30
or whatever. Step to the side, take 2 minutes, let a couple other people come through, and then jump back in.
Were there not other lanes open? There's just the one lane.
I wasn't priority. I didn't have. And the other part was, so they had the priority line over here. Yeah, there were three people back there. This lady's doing the first class, this lady's doing the priority, and this one's doing the rank and file like me. And he's just, hang on. And
it was the half-rolled up bag of Cheetos on top of his bag.
I was just going to say, that's what got me. There was food stuff in there.
I'm like, buddy, all your bags are a little too heavy. Get rid of the Cheetos.
Literally. Bags of food and candies, and I'm like... What is happening, man? What is happening? And he just sits up there and basically packs it till he gets it right to save however much money. And I just sat and I'm like, God, please let me get home. Just let me get home. Flight actually was only about 20 minutes delayed. No big deal. Got home. No problem. So great to see the fam after being gone for a week. Wife turned around. She split town with her girlfriend. So now it's just me and the boys at home. And I had a great weekend, man. It's you know, I've said it before. It's not that hard. Just when it's just the three of us. And, you know, it's because I don't have to worry about, like, the dishes. I stacked those things all Saturday, all Sunday. I washed them last night. It's all good. The laundry, I stacked it all Friday, all Saturday. Washed it yesterday. We'll never fly. We'll never fly when the missus is around. So... the way I handled business a little bit differently, but we've had a great time hanging out and doing a lot of fun stuff.
Gives you a little extra time to like have one of your children ambush me on the golf course. Thank you for that.
You're very welcome. If you didn't see this, video on social media, I live very close to Encinitas Ranch Golf Course, which is where I knew Benjamin was playing that morning. And my kids like to ride those trails back there a lot. We ride those trails and walk those trails. And I told the boys, like, they love Jackass. And one of their favorite Jackasses is when those dudes are hiding in the woods and the golfers go up to tee off and they do the air horn as soon as they start their swing. And the golfers, as golfers do, they lose their minds. They start teeing up balls, trying to hit them into the woods. So we try to do the air horn. I don't have an air horn. So I thought,
thank goodness.
So I thought, well, Ben hates Taylor, so I'm going to have Taylor ambush this dude when he's on the course. So I texted our pal Foster, and I said, any idea, are you working? Any idea where Ben is? You probably scared somebody to death. I said, any idea where Ben is? He goes, I'm not working. He goes, and you know Foster. He's like, hang on, let me call the pro. Foster takes to his hands. Calls the pro. The pro's watching your golf cart. He can track you. I get the text. Hey, Ben just teed off at 11. I don't know why I'm doing his voice to text like that, but that's how it sounds when you text. Hey, Ben.
Siri adopts his accent.
Hey, Ben just teed off on 11. So I'm like, all right, boys, let's go. We've got our bikes, got our scooters. Taylor wanted to wear his Spider-Man mask. So we go down to the course, and we weren't in an area where we could really hide. Could you see people on the path watching you?
I could, but you know me. I'm so locked in on my golf.
Right.
We could have a parade of...
Right. Of nude women.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Just kind of completely by. I am not going to be distracted from my golf game.
And I said that there could be... A penthouse photo shoot with naked women walking by, and here would be Ben on the tee box. What do you think, Scotty? 7? It says 160. I don't know. I've been hitting my 7-iron a little better lately. Should I just go like a soft? Should I go a hard 8? Maybe a soft 6? And that would be it. Nude women walking by. So we're standing outside the gate, and it's me, our buddy Cal, Bo's buddy Cal, Bo, and Taylor. And we're watching. I go, all right, there he is. You can see him. He's walking off the green. Okay, they're going to tee off on this hole here, hide behind this tree. And my original plan was for him to steal your golf ball and run away like a crazy leprechaun. And then I go, oh, I don't want to mess with this game. That would mess with your game. We could spot it where we thought. But I go, that'll kind of mess with this game.
I mean, I've got, it's high stakes. I get a dollar a hole riding on this thing. I hate to take a penalty because my ball disappeared on the green. We don't know why.
A real Ryder Cup scenario for you guys out there. So I have Taylor. I lift him over the fence. He's in his little Spider-Man mask. He's in a Ben and Woods shirt. He runs out to the tree, and he hides behind the tree. And all of a sudden, we go, go. And he runs up to Ben. Ah!
Ben is, the Spider-Man mask is kind of scary, actually.
Just like Ben, a banshee just running at him.
Ben is driving the cart. And so, yeah.
He was lucky he didn't get run over.
I know.
I've got to say.
Oh,
my goodness.
It was fun for a laugh. Then I started to worry. I go, man, if this dude was locked in some big match, Paulie, did I just throw him off his game? And it turns out I did not.
You did not. Actually, I did bogey that hole, but I'd already hit the shot that probably caused me to bogey. I was like,
yeah, you're off the green.
45 feet away from the hole, and I couldn't get up and down. But after that, I went birdie on 14, birdie on 15, birdie on 16, and I lipped out for birdie on 17.
Oh.
I had never birdied four holes in a row. Almost did it. So you actually may have locked me in. I got focused for the last few holes to win my match.
Imagine his next match. Taylor's just caddying it for him now, just cleaning his clubs and stuff. He was so happy. He wanted to do that. He loves to prank people, and which is great for my wife and I. But he had so much fun hiding behind that tree with his little mask on. But it was a blast, man. We had a really good weekend and fun weekend, and it's good to be back. Watched a lot of baseball this weekend, certainly, and I want to talk about all of the goings on out at Petco Park.
Why were you as hesitant as you were? I know they lost yesterday, but the Padres win a series.
Yeah.
That's my rule for a guttural yell. You can do you, as I said. Do you. I do me. Padres won a series. That's all they need to do in my mind. If they win every series, I think they win the division.
I do, too, and I just think that... yesterday obviously was a winnable game. It really was. When you look at it, it was a winnable game, and you lost it. You didn't get the sweep that you kind of needed, right? Because I know you have the same record as the Dodgers right now, but they do have the tiebreaker on you. And wouldn't that be the ultimate ultimate San Diego Padre? We finished
right
dead even, and they got us by lieu of the tiebreaker. So I think. I think I was pretty excited about it Friday and Saturday night, very excited about it. But yesterday, kind of dropping that game and kind of soiling ourselves there at the end didn't make me very happy. But hey, man, at the end of the day, you take a series sweep against the Dodgers every single time. And as Eric says, yeah, Dodger fans, I mean, like after getting, beaten pretty good the first two games, you would have thought yesterday was like, they were so happy. They had their pants off, twirling it around the whole thing. And it's like, man, this is crazy work for me. I would be in a hole if I were them. I really would. Like, they were supposed to win 120 games this year. And for them to still be in this position is pretty nuts. I mean, it's pretty nuts. So now it comes down to what? 31 games. I think we each have 16 at home, 15 on the road.
Correct.
Something like that. So This is ultimately, it's a blast, but I saw so much negativity after the loss yesterday that it did. It kind of put me in a little weird mood, to say the least.
Yeah, 10 series remaining. All of them are three gamers except a four gamer at home against the Rockies. So if you win every series, you go 21-10. That's assuming you don't sweep any of them, just winning series. I take my chances with that the rest of the way.
Too.
I mean, yeah, the Dodgers could go 21-10 as well, and as you said, you lose out on the tiebreaker, but you know that would get the Padres to what, 95 wins. Would be this, you know, better than last season. I think we'd have all been very happy with that at the beginning of the year. Padres have the easiest schedule remaining, according to FanGraphs, of any Major League Baseball team. Dodgers isn't much harder. It's like the fifth easiest schedule remaining, so it's kind of similar. But yeah, I mean, you've put yourself where you wanted to be, and where Mike Schilt, honestly, after the game said, oh, where I expected to be at this point. Sounded about right, is what he said in his post-game comments.
Since you mentioned FanGraphs, if we're just going off of their numbers, they think the Padres have a 1-3 chance at the division. 33%.
Seems a little low for a team that's tied with one month to go. But
it does feel a little bit low.
But I would say, you know, Dodgers had the tiebreaker. I would have said it was more like 55-60%, but that's, you know, they take a look at the rosters and the production and what they expect and give the Dodgers a little bit of an edge. It's fine. 1-3 is certainly not 1-100.
Yeah. I don't know. If he really, did he really, he said, actually, I did see it. He did say, he goes, yeah, about what I thought. Was it? I guess you have to say that, right? Is the skipper?
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, I knew we were going to. Did you?
Talked about it at the beginning of spring training. Our goal was...
Yeah.
Well, I think it's half. I think it's half and half. I think if you had told him the Padres would be 74-57 at this point, he would have said, that sounds about right.
Okay.
17 games above 500.
Yeah, all right, fair.
Can you honestly have thought the Dodgers would also have...
That's the craziest part.
...struggled to only be 17 games above 500 given their, you know, huge payroll, just the record payroll that they put together? That seems a little more unlikely than the Padres. Yeah, I see him expecting the Padres to be a really solid team with a good record. Is it good enough for a team that everyone was predicting the Dodgers would win well over 100 games? That's a little surprising.
Yeah, this was nuts, too, because somebody, our pal Joey, sent me this on Instagram. And this is a pretty crazy graphic. Since the 4th of July, the Colorado Rockies have won 16 games and lost 22. Since the 4th of July, the Dodgers have won 15 games and lost 22. I don't think anybody would have predicted that. Mike Schilt or, you know, Nostradamus, I don't think would have thought that's going to happen. I do think that he does think that that's about where we would be. That's absolutely fair.
But that also brings up the question, why would FanGraphs have the Padres so lower in the odds when they've clearly been the better team since the start of July? The Padres have been one of the best teams in baseball since July 4th. Dodgers have been one of the worst teams in baseball. They're tied now. You know, the arc seems to be that the Padres are heading up. The Dodgers have been heading down.
Yeah.
You like the Padres' chances if you're a Padres fan based on that, at least recent trends of the two teams.
Yeah, it's interesting because FanGraphs is, again, supposed to take emotion out of it. And I guess the projection maybe been of Tommy Edman, Kike Hernandez, Max Muncy, you know, some of the other guys they got coming back in the bullpen. That's kind of maybe what it bears out. But that being said, you know, we're still looking for Jackson Merrill to come back. We're still looking for a Michael King to come back. We still have pieces that are, you know, championship caliber pieces that we're missing as well. So, interesting. I'm all for jamming FanGraph projections down their throat and telling them how wrong they were at the end of the season. But if I'm Mike Schilt and Manny Machado and anybody else in that clubhouse, I go, really? 1-3, huh? Okay. Interesting. Exact same record, but you're giving us a 1-3 chance. Nice.
Yeah,
I would go full Michael Jordan on it. I really would.
The human side is a lot different. Someone pointed out that the MGM betting odds as of yesterday had the Padres as better odds. The human factor, people look at the two teams and go, I like the direction the Padres are headed. Mm-hmm. I'm going to put a few dollars on the Padres versus the Dodgers in this situation.
Yeah.
But the numbers, yeah, their roster is their roster. And that hasn't changed. FanGraphs doesn't think that you know, the Dodgers roster has gotten any worse. So they're always going to have that edge just based on historical numbers, which is what they base their predictions on.
Yeah, no doubt. Don't sell me short here, Captain. He says nobody in the chat had Padres being in this position. Nine wins gave Padres bulletin board material. Don't sell me short. I had him at 81 and 81. Give me a break here. I'm not an idiot. All right, I said 81 and 81 at the beginning of the year. But that's also just how I roll.
I mean, I guess it's still on the table.
It's still on the table. It's not, they haven't blown past that projection yet. So let's settle down. Let's settle down on that. But no, I think, you know, there is a certain level of coping that goes on after you win the first two games of the series in your house, and then you get kind of embarrassed in the later innings by a team like the Dodgers, and then it just ends up spiraling out of control when Dalton Rushing hits a 3-run homer off. You're like, it was just 2-1. Like, what just happened here? So it got away from them quick yesterday, and you say, oh, well, at least we won the series. That's the proper way to fan, in my opinion. Well, at least we won the series. It's true.
Well, certainly a lot of talk about the bullpen decisions by Mike Schilt and company. We will get into all of that coming up. We'll set the menu for this morning's program. Look at all the tier ones in early on a Monday. Glad to have Woodsy back in studio. We'll be right back after a quick check of traffic with Kelly Danick here on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Yeah. Yes, we will go over yesterday's loss in our Padres crap up, but I want to make sure we give plenty of time to the other two games of this series as well.
100%.
Stress case on Friday night with the 2-1 win. Not quite as stressful on Saturday as the Padres took care of business with a 5-1 win over the Dodgers. But we'll go over the whole weekend series the Padres had to have. And And you can kind of argue on Sunday a game the Dodgers kind of had to have.
Yep.
And leaves them, well, where we kind of all started this mess, all even with 31 games to go. We will wrap it up, go through all the highlights coming up in our next segment, really over the next 45 minutes or so. We will definitely be focused in on Padres baseball. And, of course, later in the show, we'll have our regular Monday guest, Craig Elston from Padres Hot Tub. Also can talk about SDFC clinching a playoff spot, the first team in MLS to punch their ticket to the Audi MLS Cup playoffs. Coming up later this fall with six matches remaining, they are in. The question now, can they hold on to the number one seed in the Western Conference? They actually did not score in their game on Saturday night against Portland. But
well, they scored a bunch.
Yeah, they
none of them
just
counted.
taking them all off the board thanks to the old VAR.
They scored all night. They scored a ton of goals. None of them. Imagine scoring runs and the guy's like, nah, never mind. No, it didn't happen. And it's 3-0. You should have won that game going away 3-0.
Yeah, the runner at second was leading off.
He was leading off too far. He's out.
We're nullifying that
It'd
rule.
Be like,
that run on
it's
VAR.
Like tagging up.
They're like,
leave it early.
You're like, no.
Imagine every run got called back.
Yeah, 100%. Oh, it was crazy.
So Craig will join us at 7:35. Dennis Lynn, our Lynn Signer from The Athletic at 8:35 this morning as we'll go through some of the other injury-related news for the Padres. The comeback, Michael King had a simulated game yesterday. Jackson Merrill placed on the injured list. We can talk about all of that as well. Plus, our regular features like Don't Do This, Take on Woods at 8:20. I actually had a dream last night.
Yep.
Work dream. Which I don't have a ton of work dreams, but it was like a Tuesday, and all of a sudden I started doing Real or Fake instead of Take on Woods.
Oh my God.
But I didn't have a Real or Fake category,
wow.
So I was making it up as we went.
You were making
like
it
a
up.
Real or Fake. It was something like Australian cities or something. And Paulie was like looking at me like, I don't know. Why didn't you send it to me? Why aren't we doing Take on Woods?
So
this is a Tuesday.
You're saying like a city, and Paulie's looking at you like,
I don't know. I've never heard of this.
Please give me a cue. So you don't. Paulie doesn't know whether it hit the D or the
This is literally what my work nightmares sound like.
I'm not going to lie. That's a pretty terrifying dream. It really is. I mean, that's a pretty terrifying dream.
We had a caller on the line. He was confused, too.
Real.
I don't know.
And you're like, I don't know.
I've heard of Sydney and Melbourne.
Don't
know why it's going with Australian cities.
I have no idea. I like it. I like it a lot.
But this will be a Take on Woods day on a Monday. We'll play coming up at 8:20 this morning. Paulie's got his Rindle report as well in our final hour as we head toward 10 o'clock. But when we come back, we'll get Jesse's highlights from yesterday's game. We'll go through the decisions. It was a close one. Could have gone either way. After the seventh inning, it was all Dodgers. That is coming up next with Bennett Woods on a Monday on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Before we get into the highlights, interesting, the decision to place Jackson Merrill on the injured list, which happened on Saturday, I believe.
Yes, sir.
Retroactive 3 days. And then they called up Will Wagner yesterday to fill Jackson Merrill's roster spot.
Kind of forgot about him.
Yeah.
So
acquired at the deadline.
And he did actually get into yesterday's game at the end.
Almost beat one out.
Yep. Made his Padres debut. But I don't figure that Will Wagner is going to be seeing a lot of playing time while he's up. In fact, you know, if the Padres didn't have to have a full 26-man roster, I mean, why wouldn't you want one? But he's probably not going to get any starts or anything. But the rationale that was given was more to take the pressure off Jackson Merrill trying to rush himself back rather than needing someone to fill that roster spot while Jackson is letting his ankle heal. And I thought that was interesting because you could have just let Jackson wait it out. And, you know, as soon as he's back, then he could come back whenever he wanted. Now he has to wait until August 30th against the Minnesota Twins when he'll be eligible to return, which may force him to stay out a few extra days than he really had to. But that was kind of what the Padres wanted. They don't want Jackson like over pushing it or saying, no, I could go today and doing something that might set him back even further in the month of September or into October.
Well, I mean, look, as of right now, anybody disappointed with Ramon Laureano in center field or Gavin Sheets in left field right now?
Like, Ramon Laureano, he's not getting enough. We're not talking about him enough.
You're right.
We talk about him a lot. He was such a big pickup. And to know that you got him in your outfield for all of next year, too, was like, come on. This guy has just been nothing but pure awesome every single time he's suited up.
He's been great, and to be able to fill in right now. I mean, again, you don't go get him. You got Beege out there. You got Bryce Johnson out there manning center field until Jackson Merrill gets out. And hey, listen, you need to put Beege out there in left field or in center field for a defensive replacement. Move Laureano to left. Absolutely great. That's what a bench piece is for. But
being able to just slot him over 100% for a start to have is huge.
Gavin Sheets, the way he stepped up this weekend, spectacular. And now, here's, you know, again, if they keep doing what they're doing until, what was the date you gave for Jackson Merrill?
August 30th.
What do you do? Who do you take out of the lineup? I mean, I know.
Well, you don't have to. I mean, Sheets is hot. Laureano's hot. They're going to start.
They're good.
Looks like
right.
Every day now. And Johnson will be there when someone.
No, I mean, when Jackson comes
when
back.
When Jackson comes back.
That's what I'm talking about.
You'll have to start making some tough decisions again.
Yeah.
But
it's
I think that's one of the reasons why they decided to put Jackson on the injured list. He doesn't have to you know, push himself to come back sooner than would be recommended. They have the bodies now to fill that spot in the outfield until he can come back healthy and ready to go. So that's kind of the thinking behind, you know, when, yeah, he might have only needed another 3 or 4 days, but we're going to make sure he sits down another 7 just to get nip this in the bud and make sure that it doesn't linger for the rest of the season.
Yeah, really kind of a crap season for Jackson Merrill luck-wise. You know, the concussion, sliding into second base, the turned ankle. I mean, it's just, again, these
banged
are it's just not injuries that you look at and you're like, oh, well, he's playing recklessly. He's doing something dumb. You know, it's not. It's just literally bad luck for this kid right now. So I hope he gets back.
And it's like they're all bad enough to keep him out,
yeah,
but not like season ending.
Correct.
Or anything like that. It's just these lingering small little things that are getting him.
It's just, you know, the rigors of 162.
A little ouchie.
Yeah, a little ouchies. Also, what's the other one? Well, he has another weird injury this year. Yeah, the ankle. He's got the concussion.
And he
the
was
hamstring.
Out, yeah, early yeah, with mean, the hamstring.
The hamstring. Yeah. So, yeah, man, it is, it's a bummer for him. You need Jackson Merrill on this team. Jackson Merrill makes you a better baseball team. But, again, you cannot start this show and start talking about this team without crediting the guys that have stepped up in his absence. And Gavin Sheets, God love him. I mean, really, God love that dude. He's been incredible for this team. And credit to A.J. Preller for giving him a shot. And credit to Victor Rodriguez, because Victor's been taking a lot of guff lately. Credit to Victor Rodriguez for helping him unlock, you know, whatever it is in his potential. He's been phenomenal for this team. Phenomenal. Oh, you guys need me to play left? Okay, I'll give it a shot. Yeah, I'll run into the wall at full steam, almost kill myself, but I'm going to keep getting better every time he's out there. So, again, a lot of credit to him, man. I love that guy.
Also interesting that Ryan O'Hearn was in the lineup on Friday against Blake Snell,
yep,
against the lefty after a lot of discussion last week. Now, it wasn't at the expense of Luis Arraez. They did not put in Jose Iglesias against the lefty, but they had both Sheets and O'Hearn against lefties that day,
yep,
and it worked out well. They ended up with 3 hits combined,
yep,
in that game. So some interesting lineup decisions, some interesting bullpen decisions that everyone was talking about after the game yesterday. We'll get into that. Our Padres crap up from the 8-2 loss to the Dodgers yesterday right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fam.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball.
Yeah!
Major League Baseball trademark used with permission.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's a shame if they lose.
You got a problem.
Oh, a shame indeed.
I couldn't agree more.
Here are the lowlights from yesterday's game.
What the heck happened?
Are you kidding me?
Can't even believe it.
It's the Padres
Crap Up.
Presented by Hamul Casino. Things are about to get real with the all-new Hamul Casino Resort. With gorgeous rooms and exciting new eats and drinks. It gets real this summer at Hamul Casino Resort, the player's place.
We'll give it 16 minutes of salt and then we'll, you know, get back on the bump and figure it out.
Hernandez swings, sends it in the air to center field and deep. Laureano's back on the track at the wall. Leaps up and he makes the catch. Took it away over the little wall in right center. Ohtani comes in to score on the sack fly, but Laureano kept it in the yard, and the Dodgers get just one. And the 2-2 hit in the air to deep left field. Conforto's going back. He's going to watch. It's going to go! Elias Diaz with a go-ahead two-run homer in the third inning. And the Padres hop on top. It's 2-1. And Freeman sends it in the air to very deep right center field. Long run, Laureano. Long run, Tatis. And it's going to go. Came down just beyond the National University side in right center field. A moonshot for Freeman to tie this game 2-2. 3-2 to Rushing. Runners stay. The pitch swung on. Hit in the air to deep right field. Fernando's back. He is at the wall. He leaps up. It's going to go. A three-run homer for Dalton Rushing, who looked right into the Padre dugout and flipped his bat. L.A. goes back ahead. It's 5-2 on Rushing's third home run of the season. 0-2, Freeman rips it in the air, deep down the right field side, towards the Petco porch and gone. Freddie Freeman with his second home run in as many at-bats. This one may be something of a dagger, a two-run shot, and the Dodgers lead 7-2. Matsui delivers, and Ohtani hits it in the air to very deep right center field. This time, Shohei will get the best of Matsui, a long home run. Fourth of the afternoon for the Dodgers. Ohtani's first hit of the weekend, and a little bit of a cherry on top. It's 8-2. And he hits it in the air to straightaway right field. Andy Páez will jog in a few steps. He'll make the catch. And the Dodgers avoid the Brewers here this afternoon with an 8-2 win in the final game of the regular season between these two teams.
I would say better than for the most part. I think we played excellent baseball. If you go 5-2 at home and win both series, I'd say you did a lot of things excellent. You know, we're not perfect.
Not perfect, but 2 out of 3, the series win for your San Diego Padres. Good starting pitching matchup yesterday. Nick Pivetta and Yoshinobu Yamamoto both essentially, you know, made one mistake that left the yard. Two-run shot by Elias Diaz running into one. That was kind of a bonus.
Who didn't?
Boy, I thought
who
that didn't? Was going to be an early turnoff yesterday, the way that first inning started.
First inning was like, oh, okay, I can go enjoy my Sunday with my kids. You guys want to go on a scooter ride? And then guess who? Ramon Laureano pulls that back. And you got a whole new ball game there, Ben.
And then Pivetta locked in until he gave up the solo home run to Freddie Freeman that tied the game. But just two hits allowed by Nick Pivetta. Struck out 7 in 6 innings. Yamamoto also went 6 innings. He's been After they roughed him up in Korea, I think in the first two meetings against him, he's been really good against the Padres since then. Obviously, in the playoffs, had the start in Game 5 of the Division Series last year where he was good, and he's been good outside of that as well. Both guys, a sub-3 ERA. It was the pitching matchup we kind of expected. And then it was turned over to the bullpens, where you're thinking the Padres at least have a slight advantage over the Los Angeles Dodgers as they go to the seventh inning. Now, you had two of your horsemen, or whatever we're calling them now.
Fingers of your fist.
completely rested, that had not pitched on Saturday. And that was Mason Miller and Robert Suarez, who I would imagine were lined up for hopefully the eighth and the ninth inning, if the Padres could have taken a lead in the seventh to lock down a win. So that left Mike Schilt with the decision as to who to go to in the seventh inning. Adrian Morejon had pitched an inning and a third on Saturday. Probably could have gone if you needed him at some point. In fact, he was warming up in the bullpen yesterday if they needed him. Or you could have gone with a very rested David Morgan, the rookie. Put him in a very high leverage, very big situation against a Los Angeles Dodgers team. Instead, though, he went with Jeremiah Estrada, who has been, and I want to make sure this is very clear, has been one of the best relievers in baseball this season against every team other than the Dodgers.
Against 29 other teams.
In fact, I looked up the numbers.
28.
His ERA against everybody other than the Dodgers is 1.36. That would make him, of qualified relievers, behind only Aroldis Chapman. He has been that nasty this year. Jeremiah Estrada hasn't just been good. He's been phenomenal. One of the best relievers in baseball, except when the word Dodgers is across, or Los Angeles is across the front of the jersey. In fact, he gave up two of his other runs against the Angels. Yeah, outside of the two LA teams, if it doesn't say Los Angeles on the jersey, he has a 1 ERA. He's better than Aroldis Chapman. He's better than every other reliever in baseball, as long as the words Los Angeles do not appear anywhere on the other team's jersey.
But when they do,
he's been terrible.
What do those numbers look like?
13 and 16 ERA over this season for those two teams. Just has not fared well. A lot of it was, Teoscar Hernandez got him a couple of times. Then he got him on Friday, of course, and then gave up the home run to Alex Freeland in that game because he had Los Angeles on his chest. But Mike Schilt went with Jeremiah Estrada again, gave up a ground ball single, gave up a very tough walk on a pitch that did light up on the zone battling at bat, which made it first and second. Got the first out on a fly ball after getting ahead 0-2 of Rojas, I believe. So he's through three batters. You can take him out. You've got the backup catcher, Dalton Rushing, the left-hander coming to the plate. You could have gone to Adrian Morejon. As Mike Schilt said and Dave Roberts confirmed, had he done that, Will Smith would have come in, a much better hitter, pinch hitting against Morejon in that situation. So Mike Schilt decided, let's leave Jeremiah Estrada, who's been phenomenal this season against, again, everyone but the Dodgers, to face Dalton Rushing, who has never faced Jeremiah Estrada in his life. First at-bat ever seeing that guy. Usually the advantage in that situation goes to the elite reliever over the hitter who's facing him for the first time. Count runs full. And, of course, the full-count slider kind of hangs in the zone, and Dalton Rushing hits the three-run home run that pretty much makes it a sealed deal for the Dodgers.
Yeah, you know, again, he's hitting 188. You had two homers before then. You have to get that's a guy you have to get out, and frankly.
But were you okay with the decision to leave Estrada as opposed to bringing in Morejon to face Will Smith?
With the hindsight machine fully activated, no, terrible move. Awful. Why didn't you go to Morejon there? Even if they do go to Will Smith, he's 0 for his last 20 against you. I saw all of the arguments against. It's easy for us to say, but no, I think whatever it is, Ben, with Estrada and the Dodgers, it's not a one-time thing. It's not, he had one bad outing against them.
It's six innings. It's still a small sample size, but it's not a zero. It's not a nothing.
Correct. It's not a nothing. So, again, Adrian Morejon, one of the best in the business. I trust him to get Will Smith out. I do. And I trust Adrian Morejon to get anybody out. No question.
That was easier for me to tip my cap to Will Smith.
Sure.
If he gets me.
I still, I feel like I made the right move there because I got Shohei coming up as well, who's a lefty. I feel like I'm all right there. I don't know what the reasoning was other than, you know, I don't run the team. But David Morgan could have started that inning. The nibbling to Michael, you know, you cannot walk. Didn't he walk Conforto? Yeah, you cannot walk Michael Conforto. You can't. If he gets you, he gets you. But this 3-2, 3-2, 3-2 to the first three batters you face, at that point, man, like, and I know he missed the umpire missed the strikeout call on that, but still, you got to make better pitches. You do. I don't know. It did feel, and I say it about Dave Roberts all the time, it did feel like a little bit of a moment chase for Mike Schilt, right? Let's build this cat's confidence. Let him know he can get these guys out. And I think, you know, there were better options down there. You know, you flush it and you move on.
But is David Morgan a better option?
Yeah.
Estrada's been, do you believe there's something psychologically faulty about Jeremiah Estrada against the Dodgers? Because otherwise, I think Estrada's a better pitcher than Morgan. He's more established.
Yeah,
he's done
for
it
sure.
for longer.
I do think this is that when they see Jeremiah Estrada warming, based on recent success, they start licking their chops a little bit.
The whole squad,
they go, we got this guy. We see him well for whatever reason, and he's not been effective against us. So it kind of lets you back in the game.
Yeah, I think psychologically, it's more a benefit to the Dodgers than it is a detriment to Estrada.
Correct. And if you go with David Morgan there, okay, let's play it again. So let's say he goes to David Morgan. Same result happens. Are we in here this morning going, why wouldn't you go to Jeremiah Estrada? The answer is no. No, because based on past
due, then Schilt goes, well, look
at his
numbers.
Right. So I really think maybe in that spot, Morgan hadn't pitched in a couple days. He's fresh. They haven't seen him. Like, that's not super easy.
True. You had an easy excuse to say, well, Jeremiah pitched the day before and Morgan was fresh.
Yeah.
So I went with Morgan in that situation. Doesn't mean I won't go with Jeremiah in the future, but you could have gone with David Morgan. After the game, Mike Schilt was asked about it by San Diego Union Tribune Padres beat writer Kevin Acey, and the exchange got somewhat tense.
I'm shocked.
In the post-game conference, here's what it sounded like after the game, asking about Jeremiah Estrada there in the seventh.
Jeremiah has obviously been incredible this year. Struggled a bit against the Dodgers. Wondering what if there was any thought to not using him in that lane there, or why you did.
Was he eating? I'll start with the first part. You know, Jeremiah's been outstanding all day. He was in a lane that, quite frankly, he's been great for us. You know, people can run from people. I personally don't. You know, it's easy to – I don't know what that question led to, but okay. All I can tell you is it was a lane that he has had success with that lane, starting at Pajes. We felt good about all of it. He gave up a ground ball single. The walk to Conforto obviously was important. Got Rojas. Didn't go to Maury Hone because that brings in Will Smith.
The idea that you have a pitcher who has given up, you know, last night gave up a homer. Dodgers seem to be giving him some trouble. Doesn't matter. That the lane is what
I'm not
matters.
Saying it doesn't matter. All I'm telling you is, do you want me to answer the question or you
I'm
want
sorry,
to?
Sorry, I meant that it was a question. Like, that doesn't matter. I was trying to get to the bottom of it's simply about you trust Jeremiah in that lane.
I just explained the answer, and you just repeated the question again. I'm not sure what to say. I trusted him in the lane, okay? I don't know what to tell you, man. I don't know what you keep wanting me to explain to you. I mean, he's had success against Pajes. Conforto doesn't have any numbers on him. It's a different lane than other guys he's faced. He's been outstanding, as good as almost anybody in the league. He gave up a ground ball single, a walk to Conforto. He got Rojas. We preferred to have him in on rushing versus Maury Hone on Smith, potentially. And he had a homer. I don't know. You know, if we're going to explore every time an inning doesn't work out, man, that's going to be tough because we're not perfect. He's not perfect, you know. So I don't know what more to explain.
Mama Cita.
Boy.
Next time I interview Schilt, you ready? Here's the guy. All right, yep. So you did the pretty good job in that series, but I was just curious as to why you went with Mitch Miller though in the seventh.
No, it's not a television or radio interview. It's a news conference that is essentially designed for writers. He doesn't have to sound necessarily good during that interview.
Yeah? I like that you think that.
But you also might want to know it is usually televised, you know, after every game.
Yes, I figure why not? You know. Just to give it a shot. I think it'd be funny if Schilt started eating during his answers.
If there was any thought to not using him in that lane there, or why you did.
Yeah, I agree. Sometimes, Ace Man, you just go for it. You know? You just go for it. You know? Didn't work out. Hey, we'll get him tomorrow. Right? I thought it was fantastic.
It's not. I will disagree with Mike Schilt. I don't think it's a bad question. It's certainly a legitimate question to ask him about using.
That's a fair question.
I also think that Mike Schilt, standing by Jeremiah Estrada and knowing that he's going to keep using him and probably will have to use him at some point against the Dodgers if they meet in the playoffs, is a real thing. And he's going to keep trusting that guy. And I wouldn't expect anything to change going forward. I mean, he has been, as we said, one of the best relievers, if not the best reliever in baseball against every other team than the Dodgers. Do you believe that those uniforms make a difference against Jeremiah Estrada, or has it just been kind of a bad luck and a cloud hangs over his head when he's facing it? Could change at any moment? I don't know.
That was about as testy as it gets.
Unnecessarily so.
It was not a dumb question. Sorry, it was not. It wasn't a dumb question. I didn't think so at all. Bummer. Oh, well.
All right,
Padres. Seattle.
Padres lose that one. Won the previous two. We'll go back to the positives from the weekend. Coming up next year with Bennett Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.